From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. From her work with the New Pornographers to her award-winning solo career, Nico Case is a force to be reckoned with. Today on the program, live performances from Case and a new chat about her music, Austin City Limits, and where she was when she found out about her recent Grammy nomination.
That day, I woke up next to a row of dumpsters on a super, super rainy Glasgow morning.
Also, Iron and Wine's Sam Beam returns to his folk roots with a pair of intimate performances from our archives. Beam also talks about his film background and the music of jazz legend Charles Mingus versus heavy metal.
Heavy metal music is just spooky. Mingus was angry, and it sounds angry.
Plus, Tao and the Get Down Stay Down in concert, the week's music news and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, performances and chats with two of our favorite artists, Nico Case and Iron and Wine. They'll both be joined by Tao and the Get Down Stay Down at the Bass Concert Hall on January 25th as our home station, KUTX, celebrates its first birthday. More on that later, but first, some new music. Here's a unique collaboration, first off with a guy who collaborates a lot, Adrian Quesada, joined by Tamika Jones and Dan Dyer, with members of Brownout and Grupo Fantasma as well. You can download this song, and the proceeds go to the Sims Foundation. They provide low-cost mental health care to Austin musicians. This is a 1973 Temptations song covered by a band simply billed as Sims Foundation. It's called I Need You. Some of you may have recognized that song from its original incarnation by The Temptations in 1973. It's called I Need You. This version done by an ad hoc outfit called Sims Foundation, Adrian Quesada, Tamika Jones, and Dan Dyer. It's a preview for the live Soul Review Heart of the City. That concert features Tamika and Dan, Nakia, Bobby Patterson, and others February 15th at the historic Scottish Rite Theater. We continue the Austin music experience with a man who's truly experienced. His old band, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, recorded a live album at the Armadillo years ago. His new album, Seeds and Stems, reprises some of his old songs and was recorded live in a studio in London. The Titan of the Telecaster, Bill Kirchen, and Too Much Fun on the Austin Music Experience.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln. Story of the hot rod race where the Fords and the Mercs were setting the pace. That story's true. I'm here to say I was driving the Model A. It had a Model A body made it look like a pup with a Lincoln motor that was really superb. Eight cylinders, used them all. Head overdrive, just won't stall. With a 411 gears and a dual exhaust, had a four-barrel carb, you could really get lost. Safety tips, I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. I pulled out of San Pedro late one night. I had the moon and the stars shining bright. I was climbing up the Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. Now all of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. The remark was made, that's the car for me. But then the taillight was all you could see. Maurice ribbed me for being behind. I said, man, I better make mine like an unwind. Took my foot off the gas and, man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. I twisted the speedometer off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Now, Audie said I'd lost my sense. And the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down. I see spots. The lines in the road look just like dots. So I took a corner side, swiped the truck, and crossed my fingers just for luck. With my fenders clicking on the guardrail post, Jack was white as a ghost. There was smoke coming from out of the back when I started again on the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass. You know, by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me by. Johnny Cash pulled over. He let me by. Dwayne Eddy and all the Rebel Risers. Roy Orbison. He let me by. Johnny River. Waylon Jennings. Buddy Holly. Carl Perkins. Artie Robbins.
The artist you just heard, Bill Kirchen, may not be a household name, but I bet you know his old band, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. They had a hit with that song years ago, Hot Rod Lincoln, and you'll find it on Bill Kirchen and Too Much Fun's new album, Seeds and Stems. We continue with Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Based in the Bay Area, they're originally from Virginia, and she's been on the road for most of her 20s, and will be on the road and in Austin January 25th, for the KUTX first birthday party at Bass Concert Hall. We recorded this song at the Four Seasons at last year's South by Southwest. It's the title track to Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down's most recent album, We the Common.
If I burn my youth, would it come to be? Oh, love, won't you bite my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, barefoot, a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
Hold on, I can't lie. Get down on my city.
to take. And I want it all over your mind. Cause y'all help win the common do that.
Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Come on, that's a great band name and really a great album title. We the Common, the album and the song, although that's a live version recorded at the Four Seasons at South By last year. Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, part of the bill for KUTX's first birthday concert at the Bass Concert Hall, January 25th. Coming up, a new conversation I had with Nico Case about her Grammy-nominated album and so much more, plus a few live performances from Nico and from Iron and Wine as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll celebrate one of the oldest musical organizations in the state. The Houston Liederkranz, a German Texas singing society, was founded on January 15, 1925. Germans had established numerous musical organizations since arriving in Texas in large numbers during the 1840s. However, as World War I brought widespread anti-German sentiment and discrimination against German Texans, many of these groups disbanded. By the 1920s, former members of the old Houston Männer Corps and the Houston Sängerbund joined together to form the new Houston Liederkranz. The Houston Liederkranz grew to include men's and women's choirs and even a theater group, which performed in the Houston area for years. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll recall a singer, actor, and bandleader who carried Texas jazz to Hollywood. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck. After much speculation and a few months of uncertainty, Austin's Fun 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 Fest will return to Auditorium Shores this year. The Music, Comedy, and Sports Festival's plans to host the annual festival at Auditorium Shores were temporarily put on hold last year with the news that the park on Lady Bird Lake would close to undergo a $3.5 million makeover. The renovations will still continue as planned, but adjustments have been made so Fall's Fun Fest can return. It's not entirely clear how the parties involved came to a resolution, but Fun Fest organizers are heralding Mayor Lee Leffingwell as a hero for sorting it all out. You can see the Fest Thank You video featuring Leffingwell dressed as Batman on Fun Fest's Vimeo page. The Fest takes over Auditorium Shores once more November 7th through 9th of this year, and some early bird tickets go on sale February 12th. If you live in Texas, there's a chance that Kinky is coming to a town near you. That's right, Texas musician, humorist, and perennial politician Kinky Friedman is gearing up to launch his Seeds of Change tour across the Lone Star State. During the month of February and early March, Friedman will hit the road with his famed performances and a message. Friedman is advocating for the abolition of the state's hemp and marijuana laws, so is running for Texas Agricultural Commissioner to try and get it done. He'll be in Austin February 22nd, but you can see the full list of his tour dates on his website. And another music festival for your radar. Map Jam has announced its lineup of venues and artists. This year's multi-location fest is an all-ages, all-day event that showcases some hidden musical spaces across Austin's east side, with venues like Hops and Grain Brewery, Tillery Park, and Delta Millworks, and wrapping up with an evening of music at the historic Scoot Inn. This year's performers include the Carper Family, Latasha Lee and the Black Ties, Money Chicha, Magna Carta, and more. The second annual festival, presented by Austin's KUTX, runs Saturday, February 15th. And there's more information on the KUTX website. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
Chose to live fast like a single man. Now it's time for me.
I'm Jody Denberg. Later on, Sam Beam sits down and talks about how his film career has translated to the music he makes under the name Iron and Wine. But first, a conversation and performance with Nico Case, who returns to Austin on January 25th for the KUTX first birthday concert at Bass Concert Hall. She also recently appeared on Austin City Limits, but it wasn't her first time on the Landmark TV show. Case called us from her home in Vermont to chat about ACL and her remarkable career. I remember in 2003, you taped the Austin City Limits television program. Was that a big deal for you at the time?
Oh my God, it was huge. It's still huge. It's so funny too, because it was at the old location and I was still totally starstruck by the, set, let alone by the fact that we were on an amazing show. And then this time, you know, they've gone to the huge theater, and so it was, again, starstruck a second time. Which is, I don't know, it's funny. I can play things like David Letterman and I don't get nervous, but, you know, that is such a hallowed sort of, you know, it's not like you petition to play there. You get asked to, so, I mean, you do say, hey, we're available if you want us, and you swan around and go, hi, if you want us, but getting asked is a really big deal, and it was a real thrill.
Led you to this hiding place, whose lightning threads spun silver tongue, red bells beckon you to ride, a handprint on the driver's side, looks a lot like engine oil and tastes like being poor and small and popsicle in summer. Left to suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lives and early graves of those like you who lost their way, murdered on the interstate while the red bells rang like thunder.
Nico Case with Deep Red Bells from her first Austin City Limits television performance, which was recorded in 2003. Kelly Hogan was on backing vocals. Nico Case and Kelly Hogan also stopped by our Studio 1A with guitarist Eric Bachman back in October. They played a few songs from Case's Grammy-nominated album. Here we go. The worse things get, the harder I fight, the harder I fight, the more I love you. It's a great band, and Case has been in a number of great bands, including the New Pornographers. These experiences were the inspiration behind her song Calling Cards.
Calling Cards is a song that I wrote as a love letter to my bandmates, and not just the bandmates in my immediate band that I just read to you, but I'm in many bands, the New Pornographers and the Korn Sisters with Carol and Mark. And, you know, I've had a lot of other bandmates who have gone on to be in other bands, or they were filling in here and there, and people I've just played with. And I don't know, I still think about them all the time. And, you know, you'll be on tour with one band and you'll end up in a situation that's really fun. And you think, oh, I wish so-and-so was here. They'd so enjoy this, you know, and there's a lot of times where you are just missing everyone and you wish everyone could be there at once, which sometimes actually happens, which is pretty excellent, but it doesn't happen enough. So it's just a little love song. Like, you guys are, you know, I don't have family or a husband, so my bands are my family.
Calling card at the payphone from the other call, just to tell you how good it was to hear you in those songs you wrote. You made me think there was something coming, something worth waiting for. Blah, 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 they talk about. Oh, oh, oh. Every dial tone, every truck stop, every heartbreak, I love you more. Looking like you just woke up from making songs, shooting satellites that blew up the payphones. Sabian, we'll all be together, even when we're not together, with our arms around each other, with our face still in each other. I've got calling cards 20 years ago.
Nico Case performing Calling Cards live in Studio 1A, and it also appears on her latest album. I'm not going to say the title again right now. In our conversation, I asked Nico Case how she found out that her album was nominated for a Grammy for Best Alternative Music Album.
I was on tour in Europe, and I got a text from Andy, the president of Anti, saying, congratulations, you got nominated, which was really nice because that day, I woke up next to a row of dumpsters on a super, super rainy Glasgow morning. So that was very cheerful.
Well, Nico, since September, I have had to say the name of your album on the radio so many times, and I just want you
to say... I hope you abbreviated it.
No, sometimes I'll just say the worst things get, but I just want you to say it for me one time, if you don't mind.
Okay, the worst things get, the harder I fight, the harder I fight, the more I love you.
There you go. Okay, now you know what we've been doing.
You can just sample that and then just push a button so you don't have to say it if you want.
But the title
It should say on the album cover, please feel free to abbreviate it.
It must resonate for you, though, or you wouldn't have used it.
Well, it was funny because I was speaking to one of my bandmates, and I don't remember which one, and I was saying, well, because they were asking what the title was, and I said, well, I don't know. I've kind of gone through all the song titles, and I'm kind of trying to figure out if one of them would work as kind of, you know, the sentence that encapsulates the feeling of the record. And I said, but it doesn't really. And I said, what I'm really trying to say is, you know, the worse things get, the harder I fight, the harder I fight, the more I love you. And then I realized at that second, like, oh, I've just reinvented the sock. Good job. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to use. See you later, you know? And I'm like, it's really long. No big deal. So I called the record company. I said, is this okay? You know, because they never tell me what to do. But, I like to set them up in a way that isn't, you know, ridiculous. Because they're really good to me. So I called and I said, is this going to be a problem? And they said, no. People are going to abbreviate it, though. Is that okay with you? And I'm like, of course. No. I wouldn't expect anybody to say all that. So this is all right.
Okay.
I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
Well, now I feel better about abbreviating in the future.
Oh, breathe away. So crazy.
In the winter time, keep your feet warm, but keep your clothes on and don't forget me. Keep your memories, but keep your powder dry too. In the summer, by the poolside, while the fireflies are all around you, I'll miss you when I'm low. I'll miss the alimony too. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Make it easy on me just for a little while. About me too. Doesn't matter now, come on, get happy. 'Cause nothing lasts forever, but I will always love you. Don't forget me, please don't forget me. Make it easy on me just for.
Nico Case, with a cover of the great Harry Nilsson's Don't Forget Me, that was recorded live in Studio 1A about 5 years ago, almost. She returns to Austin on January 25th for the KUTX first birthday party at the Bass Concert Hall. Coming up, Iron and Wine's Sam Bean talks film, staying inspired, and how jazz legend Charles Mingus is angrier than most metal bands. Tell it, Sam. Plus, a few live performances from Iron and Wine as the Austin Music Experience continues. Welcome back to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Sam Bean started his career as a film teacher and recorded songs in his bedroom under the name Iron and Wine. But soon those lo-fi songs found an audience and Iron and Wine became a full-fledged band. They mixed jazz, soul, and pop with folk music. I mean, you'll hear that. In a moment, we'll talk with Bean as well about his love of film and jazz. But first, he returns to his acoustic roots with this performance. It was recorded live on the historic soundstage of the original Austin City Limits. Thank you.
Blackbird glow, raven wing, under the red sunlight, long clothesline, two shirt sleeves, waving as we go by. 100 years, 100 more, someday we may see a woman king. Wristwatch time slowing as she goes to sleep. Black horse fly, lemonade, jar on the red, anthill, garden worm, cigarette, ash on the window, still 100 years, 100 more, someday we may see a woman king, sword in hand, swing at some evil and bleed. Gun shell, age-old dog, haunted nest, built in the big church bell. 100 years, 100 more, someday we may see a woman king with a bloodshot eye come down and start and to weep.
Thanks a lot.
Iron and Wine performing Woman King in Studio 6A, which was the old soundstage of the legendary Austin City Limits TV show. In 2011, Sam Beam talked with KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg about how filmmaking works its way into his own music.
Well, I went to an art school before I went to film school, you know, so I think, and I was always drawing as a kid, I think I was just sort of drawn to this sort of visual style of communication. Filmmaking was great because it's such a multidisciplinary thing. It has the writing and the music, and it has the photography and the visual aspect, all in one medium, so it's a lot of fun. As far as music goes, I mean, I think I tend to write songs in a certain, you know, in a more descriptive way, with a visual style to it. Not necessarily that I've gleaned purposefully from screenplays, you know, where you're limited to the description of action and dialogue. It's just sort of, you know, what I like, the way I like to express myself. It's a bit more of a, you don't beat people over the head. You know, you don't say, you know, the song doesn't succeed whether you say, I'm sad. I know, I'm really, really, really sad. Let me explain how sad I, you know, you describe a scene, you might, you know, some mixed metaphors and stuff, but it's mostly a visual thing, a sensory thing where you describe things that you see, you smell, you taste, touch. And so in that sense, I feel like it's a bit, you know, there's things that have sort of carried over, but it definitely wasn't like, how can I apply my filmmaking knowledge, you know, to songwriting? But there's definitely stuff that carries over for sure.
Is it kind of a constant stream, or do you go in bursts of creativity? How does that work for you?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, I definitely apply a certain amount of discipline to it and treat it like a job. You know, I drop the kids off at school and sit down to work and then stop when you pick them up. That's just the way my life has sort of ended up. But at the same time, you know, some days are better than others. You know, that's the way it works. Some months, some years are better than others. You know, if you get in the habit of working consistently, you just sort of learn to go easy on yourself. But just, I remember I read a interview with David Byrne one time, and he said, you know, you're not going to catch the bus if you're not at the bus stop. And I took that to heart. You know, I think there's something to that. Mm-hmm. You know, this inspiration is great, but it's, you know, it's a wily bird. It doesn't come around a lot. And so it ends up being a lot more about rewriting and shaping and editing.
Alley's full of rain and everything shining, as holy as she can be. The tricks and the timing, free as a morning bird, fragile as China. She's stuck in the weakest heart of South Carolina, where all of the naked boys get laid down beside her. Sing her the saddest song, all caught in the briar. Sunday, kissed at the county fair, frisked in the city, went through is an answered prayer, but ain't it a pity that all of the naked boys they laid down beside her, sing her the saddest song, all caught in the briar. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Caught in the Briars. Iron and Wine caught live in Studio 1A. The song also appears on their latest album, Ghost on Ghost. Sam Beam talked with KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg about how jazz was a major influence on the album, especially the song Lover's Revolution.
You know, it's a longer tune. There's a lot of words in this tune. I started a long time ago. It was more of a folky thing. But it had this... it's an angry tune, too. It's angry. So sometimes you play the sentiment of the tune against the music and see what happens. You know, irony's fun sometimes.
And you mentioned Charles Mingus.
And yeah, so this one, you know, that's some of the angriest music that I know. I mean, it's angry. It's more angry than any heavy metal music. Heavy metal music is just spooky. Mingus was angry, and it sounds angry. And so I tried it, you know, because I love that music, and, you know, you try it and see what happens. And so we went to New York and played with a bunch of people, and we did it live, and I think this was the fourth take, and it was so fun. I hear some of the, there's a guy, Doug Weaselman, played the sax break in the middle, and I cry, like, almost every time I hear it. It's so beautiful.
Ha ha ha.
cops come when every sidewalk crack for love. One of the crowded stars uncounted when the map was done. One of the withered in the garden left to wonder when the rain will come.
Lover's Revolution by Iron and Wine. It comes from their latest album, Ghost on Ghost. And Iron and Wine will help KUTX celebrate its first birthday with a show at Bass Concert Hall on January 25th alongside Nico Case and Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, both of whom you heard from today on the Austin Music Experience. That's it for us for today, but we appreciate you tuning in. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek, with a special thanks to Crystal Robbins at Epitaph Records and Jay Trachtenberg. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Still breaking bars, my intentions overnight.